set up right at the entrance between Abuelo's and P.F. Chang's. So right when you come in, you see guest services immediately. Now, don't ask us where to go for information.
But we will be giving you some.
But we'll give you some stuff where you can go in the mall. We're giving away $25 gift cards, one every half hour. You got to be here in person. You got to come up here. We'll ask you a question. The first one to answer the question once we, some sports trivia question or something. And once we give you that, you answer it, you come up here. A $25 gift card to somewhere. First one up is what, Sephora?
Yes, because our theme is what women want. So we're helping you get ready for Valentine's Day, sure that you have the correct item in hand.
Yes, this will do it for you. Because Sephora is a store that sells what?
Like beauty supplies, makeup, perfume, all that good stuff.
So there you go. You take that in there and you go, look, I need something for the sweetie. Valentine's Day, hook me up. Some nice lady in Sephora will do that.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, big week in sports.
Yesterday, there's so much going on.
The bombshell from Louisville. Rick Pitino's mad. What did he say? He's going to Duke today. First time going to Cameron Indoor.
They asked about his first time coaching in Cameron Indoor, and he said, I was going to be excited about it, but now I'm just dead inside.
We will get into that. UK has a new secondary logo, this wildcat with fangs. We'll talk about that. That's going to be our question of the day. Do you like this new secondary logo, yes or no? And then, of course, Calipari spoke yesterday about this game with Florida.
Which now looks just gigantic after that.
It's enormous.
Maybe one of the worst losses of the – maybe the worst loss considering the way they started out that game. A 21-point lead on Tennessee, just blown. Just blown. Unbelievable.
Never had a three-game losing streak under John Calipari at Kentucky. So.
And Florida is red hot.
Florida's good. They're good. They've won five of the last six. We'll talk about that. But the first thing we're going to do is talk about the Super Bowl, and the reason why is because one of our own here in Kentucky, Jacob Tammy, the former Denver Bronco, current Atlanta Falcon, of course from Boyle County, he's headed there now. He's headed to the Super Bowl out there in San Francisco. He's going to go check it out, and he's on with us right now. Jacob, thanks for making time for us this morning.
Hey, thank you guys for having me.
Good morning, Jacob.
So you're on your way? Are you on your way to the airport now?
I'm on my way. We are going to the airport now.
So you spent a lot of time with a certain quarterback. You spent the first part of your career in Indianapolis with Peyton Manning. Then you went to Denver with Peyton and played in a Super Bowl. What are those guys going through right now? And what is tomorrow like for them, having played in the Super Bowl? I mean, this has got to be one of those things where you can't say it's just another game, because it's not.
Well, no, it's not. It's definitely an extremely special experience. It's something that I never imagined I would get to experience. And, probably the neatest thing for me, I played in two. I went down in Miami the first one. Just the thought of my family and a couple friends, being able to go down and experience this, a Super Bowl week. It was just crazy. And then got to play in New York a couple of years ago in another one. I'm 0-2, but I'm hoping for another shot. It'd be nice to win one. But I've got some AFC championship rings, but those aren't the ones that everyone really wants. So it's just an incredible experience, though, a great week. Losing the game, all week long as a player, you focus on trying to finish it. I mean, because – there's no question. There's a big difference between winning the Super Bowl and losing the Super Bowl. You lose it, and you look back, and the experience down the road will be a great thing. But when you lose it, it's just it's the ultimate frustration, to be that close. And then, when you win it, I can only imagine the type of feeling.
We're talking to current Atlanta Falcons tight end Jacob Tammy, who's on his way to the Super Bowl. Now, I have to imagine that Peyton Manning is one of your good friends, because you guys, you started your career in Indianapolis with Peyton, and then when he moved to Denver, you were there shortly after. And now this is the first time in your career you're not on a team where the quarterback is Peyton Manning. So tell me about you guys' relationship and what kind of guy he is.
Yeah, well, that's really why we're going. I decided earlier this week, I'm not huge on going to Super Bowls if I'm not playing in them. I don't really care enough to go and do all that. But
are you sure you don't? Really you just don't hop from party to party, Jacob? I mean, we know that's the kind of guy you are. The nightclub scene, all that. No, I'm kidding. Not, Jacob is a big time family man.
look, I enjoy trying to go out and have a good time with the right group of people. But this was, the Super Bowl that week is a crazy week. It's not really my thing in general, like you said. But I think I wanted to be there for this game because of, you mentioned it, you know, Peyton has become a really close friend of mine. And, you know, one of Atlanta was a great place this year, and it's the right place for me, and I love my teammates there. But when you play for 7 years with a guy, you know, you have a bond and a connection, and that's not broken just being apart for 1 year. And not only Peyton, but, you know, him being the forefront because I played with him the longest, but there's several other guys on the respect, played with as brothers. So, I'm rooting for him.
So, Jacob, I know there's a lot of talk about could this be Peyton's last game, win or lose.
Here it comes.
Yeah.
Here it comes. You knew it was coming, Jacob. You had to know. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I mean, I'm not expecting you to know the answer, and I don't think anybody really does, but do you foresee – I mean, he can't play 10 more years. We know that. So it's got to come to an end at some point. Do you think winning or losing this game makes his decision for him, or it's not about that?
I really don't know. Obviously, I have not talked to him about any of that stuff. I talked to him several times this year, but to be honest with you, I talked to him more back when things were bad. So things got better, and now we've just kind of texted back and forth. So I haven't had any real conversations with him about his future. My guess is that if they can get this win, I think it becomes more appealing to just call it a career, you know. I did an interview with a guy a couple of weeks ago, maybe almost a month ago probably, a national writer for one of these, website magazine thing, and they're writing a feature story on Peyton, and he was writing it about Peyton's legacy. And at one point I started to say but then we got on another subject quickly, so I didn't get to say it, but I was going to tell him, you know, hey, these questions are interesting, but, you know, Peyton actually is still working on his legacy. You know, they're getting ready to be in the playoffs, you know, and he had just come back in and he took over for Brock in the second half of that game. And, you know, I'm thinking, you know, you're writing about this legacy and, well, he only got the one Super Bowl. I'm like, is he dead? I thought he was still playing. I don't know. So it's really interesting to me that here all of a sudden you got a lot of people trying to write that story. And you know, the only knock on Peyton really has been postseason things and only having the one Super Bowl. You compare him to Brady and all that stuff. But I feel like if he gets another one, man, that would be really big for that legacy that he leaves. And I think it would be more appealing to maybe go ahead and retire. But I don't know. I really don't. He's a fighter. He's a grinder. And he said before he'll go until he feels like he's not having fun or he can't help his team. So.
Well, and he's got to catch up to little brother Eli. I mean, that's the biggest thing right there.
Yeah, exactly.
We're talking with Jacob Tammy here. Go ahead.
I was going to say, yeah, there's probably something there.
We're talking with Jacob Tammy here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Now, Jacob, having known Peyton as long as you have now and as well as you do, what do you think this whole HGH thing that has come out and they're questioning him about, how do you think that's affecting him and just how he's handling it?
Well, I don't really know. My guess is that it's not affecting him much. I know it upset him, you know. I know it was upsetting to him, especially, you know, as well as I know Peyton. He didn't like the fact at all that anything about Ashley's name was being used or getting involved. And, you know, there's potentially her medical stuff involved in this situation. And that's not something that he's going to ever – that's not going to fly. He's not going to, enjoy that. So I don't know the details of that whole situation. I know the NFL's looking into it. You know, all I know is I've known him for quite a while, and I trust what he says on it
He's not the kind of guy you would think would do that, right? Is that what you're telling me? Just from your knowing him,
you would never suspect that of him.
Yeah.
Look, he worked his tail off when he had the neck injury. And as he said, he tried a lot of different things. He went to all kinds of people. I don't know them all, but I know that he exhausted every avenue to try to get himself back on the field, and he worked really hard doing it. But HGH and anything that is not legal, I don't see it.
Now, I know there's a lot of talk about Peyton, but I would say a majority of the reason that Denver's in the Super Bowl is the way their defense has played all year. I mean, they've been spectacular all season long, and so has the Panthers' defense. Now, you faced them a couple of times this year and got a front-row seat to watch Cam Newton in, you know, an MVP season that he has had. How do you feel like Denver matches up with Carolina, knowing both teams as well as you kind of do?
Yeah, well, it's what you mentioned there at the beginning is interesting to me. I think one great thing for Peyton in this scenario is Peyton doesn't have to do anything spectacular. You know, Peyton isn't the key, if you will, to success of the team, which he probably has been in every other season he's been in postseason play, which has been a whole lot of them, you know, especially in Indianapolis. And then even the first few years in Denver, for the most part, we had some good defenses and some decent running games here and there. But, you know, Peyton has not had a nucleus on defense like they have right now in Denver, maybe ever, but definitely in – definitely that 90% of his years he hasn't had that. So I think that takes a little bit of pressure off of him, to be honest, even though people say he's playing for legacy and all that stuff, which there's some truth to all that. But I think that he's really just got to do his job and let their defense go out there and do what they do. Now, Carolina's defense, you mentioned, they've been great all year. Carolina's really good. I mean, we were the only team that beat them, and in our other game against them, they smoked us. So, you know, they had a really good season. Our win over them was a nice win. It kept us alive in the playoffs. I think what helped us a lot that game is we got to Cam a little bit. We forced Cam to make some bad decisions, which he has not done a lot. And by bad decisions, not necessarily even picks, but holding on to the ball a little bit too long. You know, and I think Denver's front has a chance to get to him a little bit. And that's going to be, to me, the key of the game will be if Denver's front can stop Carolina's run game and if they can get to Cam, just not to let him sit back there all day like he does a lot, make blank plays with his legs, and tell you somebody to watch, Malik Jackson up front for Denver. He's probably one of the more underrated guys, I think, and I'm interested to see how he does. If Malik Jackson is getting to Cam at all, I think DeMarcus Ware and Vaughn are going to get to him at some point, but if Malik is getting to him at all, that'll be a big key for Denver.
Speaking of underrated, we're talking to Jacob Tammy here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Danny Trevathan, what about – nobody gave him a chance coming out of college. He was too small, but he's fast. He's had a couple injuries, but he's still been able to get
leading the Broncos in tackles.
Yeah, and leading the Broncos in tackles. I mean, tell me just how happy you are to see a fellow UK alum doing what Danny Trevathan's doing and in the Super Bowl.
Ben, so happy to see him. Excuse me. You know, the years that I was with him there, I guess 3 years. You know, the guy he's got a great career so far. Ever since he got his shot to get in there on some of the nickel packages, and now, you know, he's more of a full-time player, if I'm not mistaken. He leads him in tackles. The guy's out there all the time. He's had a great year, as you mentioned, with the stats. But, you know, I think when people watch him on tape, he's one of the better linebackers in coverage and at stopping the run game. You know, I think a lot of people talk about Carolina's linebackers. Keekly is obviously probably – he's one of the best middle linebackers in the game. And then Thomas Davis has had an unbelievable career with his injuries and still a heck of a player. But Denver's linebackers aren't to be discounted. I mean, with Danny and with Brandon Marshall, I mean, those two guys are studs too. And I've been really happy to see Danny. I'm always happy to see anybody, you know, has worn the big blue doing good. And it was a lot of fun playing with him. And it was – heck of a lot of fun. We had Wes Woodyard, me, and Danny together out there. That was awesome.
That's funny you mentioned that Danny Trevathan got his shot opportunity playing nickel. Same deal for Woodyard. That's kind of how he got his opportunity, was a nickel package, and look at him now. So, I mean, linebacker U is alive and well thanks to Chuck Smith.
That's right.
Your buddy over there, yeah.
How about Brandon Smith getting Coach of the Year and winning a state championship?
Pretty cool. Tell me, yeah, tell me quickly your memory of little Brandon Smith when you were at Boyle County.
Little Brandon Smith. Brandon,
yeah.
Look, Brandon had the toughest spot in the state. I mean, we had won three state championships in a row. It was my senior year, and our senior class had a good class. We're going for number four, and we're going for the state record winning streak. And Brandon is a sophomore, and he's Chuck Smith's son, and all of a sudden he's playing quarterback. So, man, it reminded me of Tubby and Saul, except worse, because, you know, the amount of success Chuck had was probably even greater, you know, than Tubby. So around here on a different level, it was almost worse. That was a hard deal to be the son of Chuck Smith and take over at quarterback. We lost a couple games, and then we ended up winning the state championship. So that taught me something about Brandon right there, because we all rallied around him and ended up winning that fourth state championship with him at quarterback. So, man, I've been my brother Seth is an assistant at Boyle County now, and he's actually probably closer with Brandon than I am, but I definitely keep up with Brandon, and Seth has been telling me all about, you know, all of it. And to see Brandon, I was actually talking to Chuck the other day, and he was telling me about Brandon's staff and, you know, their team. And I know Chuck is so proud of him, and we all are proud of him to see him go down there and have that type of success so quick.
There was no way he was not going to be a coach.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he could get around it.
It's funny, too. I heard him on the radio, I don't know, a couple months ago or something, and I thought it was Chuck for a minute because of the way they both talk.
Sure,
you can't
see
him, you just hear their voice. But correct me if I'm wrong, but when Brandon came in there and played quarterback, weren't they contemplating, wasn't Chuck thinking about playing you at quarterback? Isn't that right?
I was. Well, yeah, I had been a quarterback. You know, my freshman year, I was a quarterback. My whole career until then, I'd been a quarterback, and they told me it was kind of like, well, Jeff Duggins is going to play quarterback. He was a sophomore, and he'll play this year, and you'll take over next year. But then Jeff went 15-0, and we won the state championship.
And then
he did the same thing again the next year. So I became a receiver pretty quickly, and it ended up working out pretty good. So
I'd say so. Yeah. I'd say so. Hey, Jacob, have a blast in Santa Clara. Enjoy the game. Enjoy the atmosphere, and hopefully you'll get to see your friend get another Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, I'm all for it, especially with Danny Trevathan on that team. And it's very cool that you're going out there to support Peyton, having played with him all of your career. And, yeah, enjoy it, and I hope it's a good time.
Thanks for being with us, man.
We will. Appreciate you guys.
All right, thank you. Jacob Tammy there joining us here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
He's en route to the Super Bowl, so that's cool. I remember I saw something he tweeted out when the Broncos won to go to the Super Bowl. He said something about he was kicked off the field, like they turned the lights out and security came out and was like, hey, you got to go. You can't hang around here anymore. Super Bowl's over. You got to go. He said, but not before my son scored 406 touchdowns. How cool would that be? I mean, his son is going to grow up with that memory. That's pretty nice. All right. We are here at Fayette Mall, live between P.F. Chang's and Abuelo's. You come in, guest services, and if you come by here.
We need you to come by here.
If you come
by here. Live and in person.
Yes. Here is the question, just so you got it. After I pull it up over here. The question is, okay, Florida's head coach today, Mike White. All right, it's first year there at Florida. He's actually played in Rupp Arena before as a player. Who did he play for? Who did Florida head coach Mike White play for? If you're the first one to come over here to Fayette Mall between P.F. Chang's and Abuelo's and tell us the answer to that question, you'll get a $25 gift card to Sephora.
And ask Dan, because I have no idea what the answer to this is.
And ask Mary Jo what women want and what you should buy at Sephora, because I have no idea the answer to that question.
It's perfect.
All right. Give us a call, 381-1313. We'll be back after this on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You hear that music, Mary Jo?
I do.
Did you run up the steps in Philly this week?
I did not. I didn't have a cheese.
Raise your hands in the air. And
I didn't have a cheesesteak, nothing. Now, we were about 30 minutes outside of Philadelphia. So maybe that's why.
Did you punch, you know, raw meat in a freezer with your bare hands?
I didn't.
No?
Next time.
Did you have a cheesesteak?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God!
I know. It was like such a wasted trip to Philadelphia. It was unbelievable.
I mean, did you even see the Liberty Bell?
Did
you sniff it?
No, I didn't.
Good grief.
No, I just saw the inside of the conference room.
We could have had it anywhere. Yeah, you could have gone to Corbin. I mean, or London. At least they got a Bojangles.
Well, I will be going to those places now. So much to talk about today. UK plays Florida at 4 o'clock at Rupp. So we have a pregame show beginning at 3 o'clock.
Yes, at 3 o'clock. It's Matthew Lawrence and Mark Krebs at 3 o'clock at Sky Zone. But we have a question regarding this game and the head coach for Florida that you need to answer, and you get a $25 gift card to Sephora.
We are here until noon today. We're giving away a $25 gift card every half hour. For those folks that stop out here and come see us between 10 and noon.
Yes, you have to be here at the mall between now and noon. And if you can come here and answer the question, where did Mike White, he's the Florida head coach, where did he play college ball? If you can answer that question, we'll give you a gift card. We're giving one away every half hour between Abuelo's and P.F. Chang's here at the Fayette Mall.
Now, of course, just gigantic news yesterday when University of Louisville announces a self-imposed postseason ban, so no ACC tournament, no NCAA tournament. And this is a team in what appears to be a pretty wide-open year that had the opportunity to make some noise.
Oh, yeah.
It was clear from the news conference yesterday and what Coach Pitino has said yesterday and today that he was not on board with this decision, did not support it at all. He supports it in that he works for Louisville and he doesn't really have much of a choice. There's a bar in Louisville called O'Shea's that has posted a giant sign that says Ramsey is a coward, meaning Dr. James Ramsey, the president of the university.
I saw that.
He was the one who made the decision, but presumably on information that he had received from the NCAA that did not look good.
Yeah, you know, WDRB's Eric Crawford, I mean, he called the decision premature. I mean, he didn't call Ramsey a coward, but that was pretty much the message. James Ramsey, the president, he said the decision came after learning on Thursday that Louisville's own investigation showed violations had occurred. And so he consulted Tom Jurich, the AD, and Jurich said he supports it. Jurich said, we found out yesterday, Thursday, that we had a problem. And he said that was verified by Louisville's attorney, Chuck Smert, and the NCAA. So they get some information. They're not telling what that information is.
It's serious enough that they would jeopardize a season where they could make a deep run.
Yes, it is. Clearly that is the case. But you don't know everything out there. What is the decision based on? It's based on something, I guess, that Jurich thinks. If this team were to do any damage in the NCAA tournament, get to a Final Four, that it has the chance to be vacated because players currently on the team, that's the only way it could affect it, right? Or Pitino. How else could this season be affected by these?
Well, I think it's a preemptive strike in hoping that the NCAA doesn't deal them a harsher blow, because they've shown in the past, listen, if you take it upon yourselves to punish yourselves, we'll look at it essentially as time served a lot of times. But there's been some national writers that have said they're doing this because, and it's not over.
Right.
That the NCAA has information that is really bad for
they're
Louisville.
Saving their own tails, basically.
Yes.
They're saying, hey, Damian Lee, Trey Lewis.
Sorry.
Thanks for coming here to graduate school and playing, but this is about us. We got to do us.
Yeah.
And it was heartbreaking. Did you see Trey Lewis and Damian Lee, some of the things they said?
Yeah. I really feel for those kids.
We came here to play in the NCAA. I mean, Damian Lee, still his eyes still red from crying in the locker room after hearing the news, says, you grow up as a kid, you know, dreaming of playing in the NCAA tournament. That's why we came here, to fulfill our dreams of playing in the NCAA tournament. And it just ripped away from you. That's the way it is, ripped away. It's like a punch to the gut. And I just think, it's just not right for them.
It's not. And look, I think Louisville has not handled this well.
No.
I think they have mistakenly now come out so many times early on in this process and, you know, flat out called Katina Powell a liar and stuff like that. And, you know, there might be some things where she's stretching the truth, but there's obviously truth to what she's saying at some level.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's no denying that. And I don't think Louisville's handled this well at all. But it is the NCAA has got to find a way to punish people that need to be punished. And it's always the student athletes that are not involved at all.
Right. These guys were nowhere near Louisville. Louisville wasn't a thought to them.
Why isn't Patino happened? Just suspended the rest of the season?
Well, you know, Patino actually looks like a good guy here because he comes out and goes, this is too harsh. This shouldn't have happened. We shouldn't lose this season. I mean, his comment was he thought it would never happen this season, and it's the decision that's as harsh as anything he's seen.
Yeah.
But he's a soldier. He also said, we'll play the last nine games like they're the last we'll ever play the game.
And
that's cryptic as well. Is that the end for Patino?
I don't know, because it's so hard to know what is still coming out, what is still coming down, because I don't think this is the end of it.
All right, we're going to take a break now because we have Sarah Inlow sitting across from us. She's the marketing director at Fayette Mall. And the reason she's here is because it's what women want the next two weekends here at Fayette Mall for Valentine's Day. And we have $25 gift cards to give away once every half hour. You have to be here at Fayette Mall, and you have to tell us who Florida head coach Mike White played for in college. If you can do that, we'll give it to you. 381-1313 is the number to call. We'll be back with more here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio, 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio, 1300. The Dan and Mary Joe Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, it is a wonderful Saturday morning. The sun is shining bright into the windows here at Fayette Mall as we are sitting between Abuelo's and P.F. Chang's main entrance right when you come into the mall, right next to guest services. We're sitting here trying to give away gift cards. I mean, if you want a $25 gift card, you come over here and you answer the question. Yeah, $25 gift card, floor right here. Do you know, where did Florida head coach Mike White, the basketball coach, where did he play college ball?
Ole Miss.
Ole Miss,
yes,
you got
a winner.
Come here.
You got a winner.
Here you go. What's your name? All right, Brad. There you go. $25 gift card to Sephora. We just gave it away. Was that easy? And you rattled off Ole Miss like that, man. You must have watched the game he played in, right? You remember that?
I did, and I just happened to overheard something on the radio a couple days ago about what they were talking about. So pure luck.
Hey,
there you go.
Sometimes pure luck is the best kind.
And now you can go to Sephora and get what women want for Valentine's Day. That's why we're here at Fayette Mall.
Thank you. Congratulations, sir.
Yes. For today and next Saturday as well, 10 till noon, we'll be right here at Fayette Mall. And we're giving away a $25 gift card every half hour to one of these stores in the Fayette Mall. And Mary Jo, you just pulled out what? What is that? Soma? Oh, no.
Victoria's Secret.
We know where that is in the Fayette Mall. So you just come out here, check us out, answer the question that we have.
See how easy that was?
Yeah.
You got to come up with another question now. But first, let's chat with Sarah.
Yes.
So what women want is all here. I mean, you can get what women want all over the place at the Fayette Mall. What are some of the stores that you would suggest guys with no idea of what to do, where to go, head over to?
Enough. And I'd like a gift that goes to my heart, not my hips. And flowers?
What are some of the places you suggest?
Well, it depends on what you're looking for your wife. If you're looking for your traditional gift, we have lots of jewelry stores. Reese Jewelers, Helzberg Diamonds, K Jewelers. I mean, any of those type of stores, you're going to find something great. Something a little bit more chic and trendy. Go to Brighton Collectibles. But, I mean, there are so many options of things you can do for Valentine's Day, and it's really about the thought you put into it, you know, what's behind it, right? So I think, you know, if you want something a little fun, maybe a little, you know, cutesy, you could go to Build-A-Bear Workshop. I love that
that's a great idea.
They have Care Bears. remember Care Bears?
Yes,
yeah,
I
they
do.
Have Cheer Bear and Tenderheart Bear, these adorable bears, right? And you can, you know, make them candy scented. You can even make a personalized voice box to put inside it so that every time she hugs it, it'll say something to you, like, you know, you'll be saying something like, oh, I love you or whatever. I think that that is so cute.
That's
so,
a great idea.
You know, just something fun like that. But we have stores like Sephora, Victoria's Secret, Soma. There are so many stores here that you are absolutely going to find something that your woman's going to want if you come out here to the mall.
Just a side note, the Care Bear movie, worst movie ever. If you have to sit through that with your kids, I feel for you. I'm sorry.
The one where Nicholas, with Nicholas?
Yes.
I loved that. So we're going to have to agree to disagree on that.
It is overflowing with kindness and love to the point that you throw up all over yourself. I'm too cynical, I guess. But Sarah Enloe here from Fayette Mall Marketing Director, and she's sitting here with us between Abuelo's and P.F. Chang's. Come on out here. We have this gift card sitting here from Victoria's Secret. So what
Which is really what women want and what men want.
It is. It's kind of a gift for both.
Yeah, that's the gift that keeps on giving right there.
That's right. And I mean, there are so many things that you can find that you can enjoy together. I mean, I love, if you haven't been down to the new FYE store, it's down near Dick's Sporting Goods. Mm-hmm. It is so cool. And you can find a movie to get together, watch on a Valentine's Day night. They also have, and I know people are really into record players right now. They have vinyl record players. Very neat. You can find a whole set of albums and music that you both enjoy and kind of go in together and find a Valentine's Day gift that you both can enjoy and kind of wrap in that whole experience. So, you know, shop together for a Valentine's Day gift.
Could you also come in and get a gift card that's for the Fayette Mall?
We don't have just Fayette Mall gift cards, but absolutely go to a store that you know that you're, you know,
give her a little shopping spree.
Yeah, go get her a little shopping spree. Pick up a few gift cards from a few different stores, Sephora, Victoria's Secret. I mean, even like Macy's or Dillard's, you really can't go wrong. She's going to find something that she loves.
Now, that's tricky. I mean, Mary Jo says she appreciates that.
I do.
I know my wife would appreciate it, but some women will be like, a gift card? Really?
God love my husband. He'll go out and buy me something, and I'll be so appreciative that he thinks I'm a size zero. And that's really sweet of him that's how he sees me. I usually can't pull it up like past my knees, like whatever it is that he gets. So now I've got an errand. Now I've got to run to the store and exchange something.
Yeah, you've got an errand.
So I do love the gift card things.
Yeah, the tricky thing is that some men think they know how to shop for them and they do a really great job at it, and some know that they're not good at it. So if you know that you're not good at it, then just go ahead and get her a gift card so you know she's going to get what you want. But, you know, just don't be offended if she wants to go change it out.
Don't do it early, because it takes time to know whether you're good at this or not. It takes time. It takes years of stuff that you got her sitting around. You never see it again. Like, you got it for her, and you're like, ooh, I nailed it this time. And then you never see it again. So if that happens to you a couple years in a row, gift card, you can do that. However, if this is Valentine's Day number one for you and sweetie, I don't know that gift card is the right way to go. I think you probably need to come down here and walk into one of these stores and go, hey, help me out.
And, guys, we're going to help you. I mean, Faye and Maul, we're going to help you with that.
Yeah.
Go to our Facebook page. Go to our website. Check out our Instagram. We are posting ideas of different things that are fun for Valentine's Day this year on all of those different places. You can find us, shopfayette-mall.com, or, like I said, on Facebook, facebook.com/FayetteMall. Find ideas there if you're not sure where to start. we'll help you out.
And we are here until noon today.
Yes.
We will be here from 10 till noon next Saturday.
Yes.
The day before Valentine's Day. So that might be a little bit of a mad rush there.
That'll be the dash.
But yeah, come on out. We've got a $25 gift card to give away to Victoria's Secret.
Right now. The question on this. Okay, here's the question on this. We already established that Florida coach Mike White played for Ole Miss. All right. They played against Kentucky. He was on the team that played against Kentucky in Rupp Arena for Ole Miss. Who won that game? That's all you have to do. That's a 50-50 shot. That's all you have to do is come up here and say, who won that game? We've got a gift card to Victoria's Secret, $25 gift card. I wanted to ask
And a little hint. Obviously, Kentucky wins a majority of its games in Rupp. So if we're asking you who won the game.
Also, by the way, 1998
it's like a trick question
was
there.
The year. 1998 was the year. Okay. And you know what happened in 1998. Tubby Smith wins the national title. I wanted to ask you, Sarah. We're here with Sarah Enloe, marketing director at Fayette Mall. What is, like, your best Valentine's Day memory that you can, you know, share with radio listeners? What guy gave you, the best gift?
Well, my husband, he's wonderful. And... He You know, we don't really have, we haven't done a whole lot of big Valentine's Day things, but really I enjoy staying home, and he's made me a huge, like, 4-course meal dinner. I don't know if you, but he loves the show Chopped on Food Network.
Love my
so
favorite show.
He's all
ever.
About some creativity. So when he goes out of his way to, you know, and he's done that for a few years, actually, just gone out of his way to make a whole 4-course meal for me.
That's
out of,
nice.
You know,
hopefully he doesn't
really
use
unique.
The really crazy ingredients they
no, we don't have any
there.
Like jicama root or anything like that. Yeah. Crazy stuff. But you know, really doing something sweet that's thoughtful and showing mm-hmm. that you care. For me, I love it when he shows me that he's doing something that shows appreciation.
Yes.
So that's my best Valentine's memories when he does something like that.
Effort. Some effort on your part.
Yeah. Like I was just saying, I was gone this whole week. I opened my suitcase when I get there, and my husband has left a card for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So I have a card to open up from him every day that he's written something sweet in. So he's a keeper. Sounds like yours is too.
Yeah.
All right, Sarah, thank you. We'll talk to you again maybe in, I don't know, a half hour or so, something like that. But remember, guys, you can come out here and get this $25 gift card to Victoria's Secret, but you have to be here at Fayette Mall in person or between P.F. Chang's and Abuelo's right at the main entrance. And the question you have to answer is, Ole Miss is where Florida head coach Mike White played. He played in Rupp Arena with Ole Miss when he was there in 1998. Who won that game? Just tell us that. I'm looking at a $25 gift card to Victoria's Secret that can be yours, but you got to be here in person. 381-1313 is the number to call. We got U of L postseason band to talk about, this new UK logo. Want to know what you think of that. And then, of course, Kentucky, Florida later on today. We'll be back with more here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Yeah, if you want to get love and twice today, I imagine Victoria's Secret would be a good place to go. Pick something up for your sweetie. We're here at Fayette Mall live on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Sean is back at the station doing the music, right?
So right. It's not Josh, thank goodness.
So
he's here in person.
We know that, like, last week he had all the ice and the snow.
Right.
And now he's doing the love stuff.
He's got it figured out.
But, and I'm throwing in a little request, we always have some sort of famous musician die every week, it seems.
Yes.
So Earth, Wind, and Fire, we got to have at least one Earth, Wind, and Fire song today.
Yes, absolutely.
Maurice Lewis, is that his name? Maurice something?
It's Maurice White? Maurice? Who?
Yeah.
Anybody here?
Maurice White.
Maurice White?
I think that's it, yeah.
From Earth, Wind, and Fire, Craig, anything? Don't know. No, don't know. Well, during the break, what happened was we asked the question, Ole Miss and Kentucky played in 1998, and Florida coach Mike White was on that team. And we just asked the question, who won the game? And you had to be the first person over here to tell us who won the game, and you get a $25 gift card to Victoria's Secret. So we are here with
Brian.
Brian. Brian said,
unfortunately, Ole Miss won the game in 1998.
Yes, they did. That was the year that was Tubby Smith's first year, won the national championship that year, but lost to Ole Miss. Mike White had 17 points in that game. It was the first time ever Ole Miss had beaten Kentucky in Lexington. In 72 years, Mike White was on the team for Ole Miss to be the first to ever beat Kentucky in Lexington.
Let us hope that is
not. Do you remember watching that game at all, Brian?
I do not.
Don't?
Unfortunately.
Do you, Mary Jo?
No, I don't.
I don't either.
You remember the championship in 98. You don't necessarily remember the bumps along the way.
Come back cats.
Yes, yeah. You remember the 17 points down and beating Duke. Definitely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So you got plans for that Victoria's Secret gift card?
I think we can probably put it to good use.
Yeah. Is your son allowed to go into the store with you?
Probably not.
Yeah. Awesome. Yes, Maurice White was the member of Earth, Wind, and Fire who passed.
Yeah, found the founding member.
I thought it was Maurice White, but since we were talking about Mike White, I'm like, then I'm all messed up in the head. Well, Brian, enjoy that. We appreciate it. Let me ask you this while we got you here, though.
Yes, sir.
Just What is your opinion on the new Kentucky secondary logo? Did you see it?
The Wildcat? I did not.
All right, let me show it to you right now. If you haven't seen this yet, that is the new logo that Kentucky's going to wear on its football pants on the side, like a side patch. And then apparel.
The basketball warm-ups.
Yeah,
right?
Basketball warm-ups. They're going to have that on the front of the basketball warm-ups. And this is now, you know, it's kind of secondary logo. What is your opinion of that thing?
At first glance, it looks a little bit like the Nittany Lions at Penn State. What do you think?
Yeah.
Or Kansas State.
Or Kansas State.
Yeah.
But I think we'll rally around it.
No, so you're okay with it. You're gonna be on board.
I'm gonna be supportive.
All right. It's gonna be supportive. So
it also looks like that thing that says
you're the first that I've heard.
Staples.
Like a staple remover.
Yes, it looks
the
a lot
fangs
like a staple remover.
Yeah. If you take away the rest of it, that is absolutely a staple remover.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sure is. Well, to me, I do not.
Dan
like it.
Hates change. I think.
Well, I do. That's one change. Thing. That's yeah. one thing. But, you know, Mitch Barnhart and all the folks over there, they have to know that anytime you change anything, they have to know that there is going to be a large portion that doesn't like it just because doesn't like change. But now Kentucky has gone to the new interlocking UK logo that looks more like the University of Houston's logo.
Yeah.
And now they have this new Wildcat that kind of looks like Kansas State or Penn State or the Thundercat from the cartoon. to me, you have something that fans have been screaming for so long to bring back, and you're just like, I'm not doing it. And it's the Power K. That thing is unique. No one else in the country that plays college athletics has that Power K. It is absolutely identifiable with Kentucky, and it's unique. It looks, you can't look at it and go, oh, that kind of looks like, no, it doesn't. It's Kentucky. Yeah. And for some reason, Nike is like, we're not doing it. We hate it. Or the University of Kentucky is like, no, we're not going backwards. We're going forward. We don't want to mess with the Power K. But my goodness, the amount of people. Brian, would you like to see the Power K?
I do miss the Big K.
Yeah, see, I think a lot of people do. I mean, I hear that from a lot of people, that they miss the Power K. Now, this is for the youth movement, you know, the Ghost Wildcat. I guess maybe some of the student athletes had a hand in.
Nobody's after our vote and what we think about it.
No.
It's what 16, 17, 18-year-olds
right.
want
which
to
is fine.
Wear
which
and
is
buy.
Fine. Yeah. And the uniforms, by the way, I think the uniforms look great.
Yeah.
With the checkerboard pattern on the sleeves.
I do like that.
I have the gray ones, which, by the way, is clever that they're calling the gray ones anthracite, which is coal. That's what anthracite is. It's a lump of coal. And so it looks like a lump of coal color, so they're calling it anthracite. So the uniforms are awesome. And it is, you know, you got to have cool uniforms. Kids want to see cool stuff. No problem with that. But this logo, it can't take over. I mean, the next thing you know, they're going to have this thing on the middle of Rupp Arena's floor.
No.
Can you imagine that? No, they won't go that far. You're right. 381-1313 is the number to call if you want to let us know what you think about this new UK logo. But the bigger deal today is it doesn't matter what logo they're wearing. Kentucky has got to beat Florida today.
Never lost three in a row under Coach Cal.
No.
And, of course, the Kansas loss, not a bad one. The Tennessee loss, a horrific one.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely horrible.
Just now, Cal did say that Marcus Lee was back to his old self in practice this week. I hope so, because we haven't seen his old self in a while.
Yeah, I mean, he said he was really good. He was like Marcus Lee of earlier this season. But then Calipari turned right back around and goes, I have no idea if we're going to see that Marcus Lee tomorrow against Florida. He's like, I who knows? And then he went on to say, that's what makes this really hard. If Marcus Lee is Marcus Lee, then we're in good shape.
Yeah.
When he's not Marcus Lee, then you're scrambling and going, okay, who's going to give me what Marcus Lee gives me? Because I got to get it out of somebody somewhere. By the way, the pregame show comes on at 3 o'clock. Matthew Lawrence and Mark Krebs live at Sky Zone. So you can go over there and check them out. And then at 6:30 tonight, we have North Carolina and Notre Dame playing on the radio. Tomorrow, the Super Bowl on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Coverage beginning at 2 o'clock as we go to the top of the hour with Maurice White. Rest in peace, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
We got two more gift cards to give away next hour. Show up live and in person here at the Fayette Mall between Abuelos and P.F. Chang's. We are here. We are live. We're going to help you get what women want as well.
That's right. On the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Flowers? He loves me. Toaster? He loves me not. Perfume? He loves me. Frying pan? He loves me not. Diamond ring? He really loves me. Workout DVD? He's now officially single.
Visit Bevelo, Sephora, Coach, Williams-Sonoma, Vera Bradley, Francesca's, Godiva, and more at Fayette Mall for the perfect Valentine's Day gift. Discover great deals, events, and a full list of stores at shopfayette-mall.com and find fabulous gift ideas on Fayette Mall's Instagram.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
We're live at the Fayette Mall between Abuelos and P.F. Chang's, right when you come in, the main entrance, and we're giving stuff away. We've given away a gift card to Sephora and one to Victoria's Secret. And now we have something from the Bill Swirsky's Chicago Superfan Store. No, is that not it?
Swirsky. Am I saying that right?
Job Bears.
Swarovski. Yeah.
Swarovski was a good linebacker in 83. He was a good one for the Bears. I liked him.
Dan needs some sausage.
Oh, my gosh. Was that not the greatest? I love the super fans.
They were phenomenal. The heart attack.
Yeah. Ditka versus a hurricane. Yeah. Who wins?
Wait a minute. Is the hurricane named Ditka?
It's Hurricane Ditka. How many heart attacks is that for you now, Bill? Oh, it's a baker's dozen.
Baker's dozen.
The 30 for 30. The 1985 Chicago Bears 30 for 30. Was amazing. I know you said you didn't see it, Mary Jo.
I have not, but you're a huge Bears fan, so I knew you would have seen it already.
Oh, it was unbelievable. It was so good. It was so good all the way through. I'm telling you, there was stuff you would laugh about. At the end, you were in tears, but it was unreal. Okay, so here's our question, by the way. $25 gift card to
Swarovski.
Swarovski.
So they have wonderful.
It's a gift card to a store.
They have wonderful
where you can get a Valentine's
crystal day jewelry,
okay.
Accessories, really cool, beautiful stuff. Okay. So this is a great place to go.
Here's the question: John Calipari's record at Rupp Arena is 114-4. Who are the four teams he has lost to in Rupp Arena? If you can answer that question, I got $25 to this jewelry store named
Swarovski.
Yeah.
It's not going well.
Just look for that name. What part of the mall is it in?
It's in the middle wing.
The middle wing.
All right.
The Fayette Mall has grown so much that now it's we're wings.
Yes,
middle
wings.
Wing.
It has wings.
East
yeah.
wing, west wing.
Speaking of wings, have you tried Joella's Chicken yet?
No.
The hot chicken
haven't.
Place that came in like a month or 2-3 weeks now. 2 weeks.
No, but I got to get over there.
I did yesterday. I tried it out. I'm in line, you know, the line's out the door, so I'm in line. The guy's talking about what he got the last time. He's like, the hot tore me up. He said, the hot had my lips so swollen they were laying on my nose. He said, that's how hot the hot is.
And you're like,
and the hot is not the hottest. The hottest is fire in the hole or something like that. So it's the second hottest is what hot is. Then there's a middle, then there's another one, and then there's no heat. So I'm like, well, I like hot stuff. Usually I get hot wherever I go. So I'm going to try the hot. I got 2-3 bites in. I'm like, wow, this is good. It is hot, but it's good. Got a good flavor to it. I like it. 5, 6, 7 bites into it. Like, woo, this is hot. A few more bites. Nose running, snot coming out, eyes watering, sweat. I'm dying.
Now
I'm
you like, need milk.
Now I need the coleslaw and the potato salad that I got. And so I ate those, all of it, before I could return to the chicken. And then I took the skin off, and I would just get like a little piece of skin and get a big bite of chicken. Just a little heat. So I think my recommendation to you would be, unless you really can handle real heat, Don't get hot. Get just below the hot.
But it was still delicious.
Oh, yeah. I'll go back and I'll get just below hot. Now, my wife got the one below, just below the hot. And so that was, it was pretty good. That was good. Didn't have enough heat for me. All right. So you've got the phone out and he has figured out.
See, this is,
thanks
this is
to
the,
Google.
This is the trouble, right? With asking questions anymore. We can always find
That's
out.
What happens. You ask questions and.
So was it, what are the four losses?
The four losses, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was the question.
Without looking, I think I can name
John Calipari. Well, you know the answer, right? You've looked it up. Yeah, he's looked it up, so he knows.
Come up a little closer to the mic, sweetheart. What's your name?
Brandon.
Well, before he tells us, I want to see if you know it, because he knows it. He's got it on his phone. He's looking at it. So we know he knows the answer. So see if you can name him.
Okay, Baylor?
Yes.
Texas A&M?
Yes.
Florida?
Yes.
And I do think Ole Miss was another one. Is that right?
No. You want another guess or no?
I'm good. I don't know what it is.
Tell us.
Arkansas.
That's right.
Yes. Because
it's 2014, the Twins' first year.
Yes. And
they
Arkansas
lost to
beat
Arkansas
us.
And
Arkansas beat us twice
Florida.
That year, right?
That's the only one I knew, really.
Florida beat Kentucky three times that year. Arkansas swept Kentucky, and then Florida won three times that year. But it was that SEC tournament championship game that Kentucky played well in. You're like, the tweak worked.
Yes.
It's going to happen. What's your name again? I'm sorry.
Brandon Tillman.
Brandon Tillman, you have won a $25 gift card to
Swarovski.
Bill Swarovski's superstore over there in the middle wing of the mall. They got crystal jewelry and whatnot.
All right.
So you're going to put that to use, right?
Oh, yeah, I am.
So you have a girlfriend?
Yes. Yeah,
all right.
Well, now if she's listening, she knows you got something. Yeah. She knows you can get her something.
Yeah, she does.
So now don't show up empty.
Yeah.
That'd be my only advice to you, Brandon.
Yeah, if she doesn't get something from that store,
right.
She knows that you got a side piece.
I don't want that happening. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
thank you.
So now we've
got
another one to give away. We'll give away one more. But right now we go to the phone. Do we still have Jack on the line? I'm sorry, Jack, we had to give that away. But if we have Jack on the line, let's welcome him to the Dan and Mary Jo Show. Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Good morning. I want to make two points to Kentucky fans.
Okay.
There's a really good opportunity that Kentucky will win as many games as Louisville in the NCAA tournament. And two, jazzy new uniforms don't win championships.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you.
That's all.
Let me ask you about that. Let me ask you about the.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. He closes with Roll Tide. Well, the new uniforms, no, they don't win championships. But here's the thing. It's become an arms
race. And Alabama doesn't need to do it.
Right. Alabama, just like Kentucky basketball doesn't need to do it. Kentucky basketball should never do anything crazy. Like Louisville did, or like Baylor did, or like these teams do, where Adidas comes in and tells them, wear this ugly thing, wear this absolutely horrible-looking, loud uniform, and disgrace your whole tradition. It's become an arms race that way. If you're UK basketball, you don't need to do that.
But
that uniform is not going to sway Marcus Bolden one way or the other to coming and playing for John Calipari. You come to Kentucky to play for John Calipari.
And to go to the NBA.
And go to the NBA and play for a national championship. That's it. Those three things. That's what you come to Kentucky for.
But I will say, and Jack, it's not that I disagree with you, but we always have to keep in mind, like, it ain't about you or me. It's,
right,
it's
right.
about 17 and 18-year-olds and what their mindset is. And you always have to keep that in mind.
And I agree
and
with
I understand that.
That
we're the fans and we pay the bills by filling up the seats and buying the tickets and buying the gear.
Yes.
But it just is not about that anymore.
See, that's what you said there. I agree. It's about the kids and trying to get them to come to Kentucky to play football. But then it's also, I think it has to be a little bit about the fans. They're the ones that support the program. I mean, they're the ones that did not show up for the Vanderbilt home game and Jokers last season. I mean, they're the ones that ultimately, if they don't like something enough not to show up. It's just the thing about shoving something down your throat.
I don't think a uniform is a reason someone's not going to show up at the. There were 60,000 people that made a collective effort to not go to that game.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to show up because of a logo. You're right. You're right. It's about what I say is shoving something down someone's throat. You don't like spinach. Here's a plate of spinach. Well, I don't like spinach. Eat it. I swear. You're going to like it. I'm telling you, you're going to like it. Yeah, but I don't. I don't like it. Eat it anyway and like it. That's the way I feel about it.
You have our house bugged. That is like every night at 6:30 with Sam.
So that's how I feel about it with the new UK interlocking logo. The feedback I've gotten from it is don't like it. Like the other one better. Well, too bad. This is the way we're moving. Okay, well, now this Ghost Wildcat logo. Well, all I've seen is people who don't really care for it. Too bad. It's the future. We're moving forward. Look, I'm fine with doing some of that stuff, but you've got to listen to your fans a little bit. It's like the national championship game semifinals, national championship semifinals being played on New Year's Eve. Nobody wants it on New Year's Eve. Well, this is what we're doing.
That, I think, is going to be a thing.
Yeah.
Because the ratings were not what they had hoped.
No.
And I think...
Once money gets involved, maybe then they change their mind.
Right, because I think some people then, some of the powers that be thought, well, because these games aren't for the whole deal, so people are just waiting for the championship game, and I disagree. I think they would be two huge games if they just weren't New Year's Eve night.
I agree. It's like Sweet 16, boys' high school Sweet 16. They used to play the games on Saturday morning, the semifinals at 10 and noon, and then they play the championship Saturday night. Well, 10 and noon game, it's forgotten. Nobody thinks about it. There's not as many people there because the championship's that night. Well, now they moved it to Saturday night, so the two semifinal games become big time, and then they got the championship on Sunday.
Much better format.
Yes,
much better format.
So my whole point, though, on the UK stuff, it's just think of the fans a little bit. Just a little bit. I mean, clearly there is a reaction to this that isn't simply about change. Don't go changing anything on me. That's not the whole thing.
No.
The part of it is I don't like it. I don't like it. I like what you had before, or it doesn't look as good, or it's not unique. It looks too much like this. It looks too much like that. That's all I'm saying. Think about them a little bit, and I do completely understand that you have to be attractive to the kids in what you wear and what your logo looks like and all that stuff. So just don't ram it down our throats.
And there will be some day in the future where on TMZ, John Wall is spotted outside just walking around downtown D.C. wearing a hoodie with that Wildcat on it, and everybody will want one.
Oh, yeah. You're right. You're absolutely right. That hoodie, because UK, the basketball team, is going to wear that in shoot around, like pregame shoot around. So people will see that, and yes, they will go buy it. And as long as people are buying it, that's that. Just bring back the power, okay? Come on, man. Just somewhere, just a little bit. Okay, so this just came up. Just saw this. Sacramento Kings consider firing head coach George Karl.
So last night after the game, DeMarcus Cousins said, "We got bigger problems. They're inside the team. It's not effort. It's not energy. We can't keep using that as an excuse. It is a deeper rooted problem inside the team." Now you could see this. This was on a crash course
from day one. Adrian Wojnarowski reports George Karl has lost support from the front office and around the locker room of late. And Vivek, the owner, Randaviv, has lost support from the team's minority owners.
I was going to say, it's not necessarily just even a coaching thing. I think the front office there is a complete disaster. And
you can't just keep changing coaches like this. Look, the Kings have the best team they've had in years with Cousins. He had 56 points and then another 50-point game.
He triple-double last night.
Yeah. Rondo is playing as well as he's played his whole career. Willie Cauley-Stein has been great defensively since they started putting him into the starting lineup. Who's the other guy? The McLemore from Kansas.
Yeah.
He's great. I mean, they got a chance to make the playoffs. And you knew before the season that George Karl, it wasn't working out. And I don't know. You saw reports that you thought it was working out, and now it's just not. We got huge problems. What are you going to do? What are you going to do if you're the Kings? It's just thanks for Cousins and Rondo and Willie Cauley-Stein. All right, 381-1313 is the number to call if you want to get in here and talk UK basketball, because we're definitely going to get more into UK basketball.
Or let us know what you think about the Louisville situation.
Yes.
Damian Lee will not play in the game today against Boston College.
Oh, was that right?
He's being scratched with a knee injury. Hmm. Now, I also am of the mindset, what does it benefit these two guys to
play at all?
Play at all right now. I mean,
it's unfortunate.
They probably both want to play at the next level.
You can,
they've probably shown what they need to show, and they're not going to make a deep run. So, hey, don't get hurt any worse than you're already hurt.
Yeah. We can weigh in on that when we come back here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I'm blessed to be here and have this opportunity, so I'm not, oh, woe is me. I'm not, in no way. It's just figure it out and accept the challenge of this and know that we can beat anyone in the country. And Jerry, we can lose to anybody in the country.
You're proving it.
And you're happy about that. So I would tell you.
So if you couldn't hear that, that was Jerry Tipton. After Calipari had, you know, called him out, Calipari says, look, we can beat anyone in the country. And Jerry, he stops and points to Jerry Tipton, the Lexington Era leader. We can lose to anybody in the country. And Jerry, without missing a beat,
and
comes
his little
back.
Dry sense of humor. Voice.
And you're proving that. Hey, it is fair turn. Calipari calls out Jerry Tipton all the time, at his press conferences, and gets after him. And so, hey, if you're going to get after him, he expect it to come right back. That was the best comeback Jerry Tipton's had in the history of the Calipari jabs at Jerry Tipton. And it's great. I like it. I think it's fun. It's entertaining. And it's not, Calipari doesn't seriously hate Jerry Tipton.
No.
And Jerry Tipton does not, despite widely popular rumors, does not hate UK basketball. He went to Marshall. He has no dog in the fight, Jerry Tipton's just doing his job as a journalist. Speaking of,
but they are proving that they have shown they can beat anybody, and they've shown they can absolutely lose to anybody.
Tennessee is horrible. Tennessee was 11-11 now.
I just don't think they're that terrible of a team. It's that Kentucky had a 21-point lead and they came back
and blew it. You know who else lost to Tennessee in Knoxville? Florida by 14 points. So Florida has not been a very good road team either. Florida 2-5 on the road this season. Guess who else is 2-5 on the road?
Yeah, Kentucky.
Kentucky. Also, Florida and UK both 6-3 in SEC play. One game back of Texas A&M and LSU. Those two lead the SEC. Now, Florida's only SEC road win was at Ole Miss. That's where Florida head coach Mike White played. As we talked earlier, Mike White scored 17 points for Ole Miss in 1998 in Ole Miss's first win ever in Lexington against Kentucky in 72 years of playing.
Now, so what happens in this game? Because to me, it's nothing. Absolutely nothing can happen in this game today that honestly changes the way I feel about this team.
No.
Because
if they
steamroll Florida, they've done it at home, and we've watched them be a good team before,
right,
and then completely revert to bad habits the following game.
You have to have – see, Kentucky was on its way. it had three good games in a row, and that fourth game against Kansas was good enough.
Good enough.
That if you had another good game against Tennessee, you have to have five games. You have to have a five-game stretch somewhere in there that looks good. We got to get to the phone lines. Thank you for reminding me,
Brian. I didn't even see that.
We got to get the phone lines backed up. Yeah, we got.
It's not our bad.
Matthew Lawrence is on the line. We're going to get to him. First, we got to get to Willie because he was in front of you, Matthew. Sorry. Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show, Willie. How you doing?
Good morning.
Hello?
Yes, Willie.
Hey, Willie.
How you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear us?
I can hear you. I just didn't hear
right.
Disconnect. Hey, a couple things. Why don't they just do the Final Four and college football on New Year's Day like they used to do it?
Why don't you do the what, Sandy?
I think everybody wants it on New Year's Day.
What's that?
To do the playoff games.
The semifinals.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it has to do with, was it the Rose Bowl?
Yeah, they didn't want to change some of the other games
or
take meaning away from them.
Right. The Rose Bowl wouldn't move anything. They have their New Year's Day tradition. They have their New Year's Day parade. And they didn't want to adjust anything about the granddaddy of them all, the Rose Bowl. So because of that, you know, the semifinals rotate between those, the Cotton Bowl, the Rose Bowl, the Fiesta Bowl, those sites. So the Rose Bowl wouldn't budge.
But now correct me if I'm wrong. Once the semifinal is the Rose Bowl,
yeah.
Will it not have to move then?
Yes. The next 2 years, it won't be on New Year's Eve. Something I read an article that the way things play out, just the way the calendar plays out and all that, the next 2 years I don't think it's on New Year's Eve. So 2018 is when they'll run into this headache again. So really it's going to go on a two-year hiatus before we really hear any noise about it being played on New Year's Eve. But you're right. I can remember 1 year for – it might have been Valentine's Day. No, it was my birthday. My wife got me tickets to Packers-Bears at Soldier Field. We went up there and stayed with we had friends up there that we were going to a New Year's Eve party with that Sunday of the game, after the game. Game's 1 o'clock game. We go watch the Bears-Packers, go to New Year's Eve. It's New Year's Eve. NBC flexed it and took it for the night game at 8 o'clock. Chicago was livid. The whole city was like, you just ruined our town's New Year's Eve plans. They were pretty upset. So New Year's Eve is one of those deals.
It's just one of those nights that everybody makes plans to go out.
I saw Family Feud had a question about what night do you party the most or do the stupidest thing. You take the biggest risks, New Year's Eve. So it's an American tradition that college football's not in it. So stay out of it. You wake up and you go get a breakfast at Ramsey's and then you watch the New Year's Day games.
Another thing real quick before you guys cut me off. Are they not
Why would we do that? We wouldn't do that, Willie.
Are they not going to use the chrome helmets anymore?
I didn't see them as part of those, what they released, like the press release of the stuff.
They had black ones.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
I mean, they sure. That's pretty sharp. Deal.
I did like those.
One of the highlights of their uniform.
I'm pretty sure they did like those. I wouldn't know why they would get rid of the chrome. Does it not fit into the scheme, the anthracite? It would go perfect with the anthracite uniforms. Well, let me look at them. The press images. Take a look. They don't have the black helmets anywhere?
They have black helmets.
I mean, the chrome helmets?
I'm not sure I saw the chrome.
I don't guess they were unveiled yesterday. Well, we'll have to find out, Willie, but I can't imagine that they would
do away with those because they were
do away with the chrome.
Yeah,
because that new Ghost Wildcat would look perfect on the chrome uniforms or helmets.
Okay, all right, thanks. Bye.
All right, thanks, Willie. Hey, let's get Matthew on. Matthew Lawrence is with us. He'll be on at 3 o'clock with Mark Krebs over at Sky Zone for the UK pregame show. Good morning, Matthew.
Hello, my two favorite Saturday morning talk show hosts.
Well, hello.
Well, there's so many of us.
I'm glad you consider us
your favorite. Thank you.
No matter how many there are, you're my two favorite. It wouldn't matter. Doesn't matter. How are you doing over there at the Fayette Mall?
This is awesome.
Hey, this is awesome.
We're in a prime spot. We've had three correct trivia questions answered and three gift cards given out. We've got one more to give out.
Sweet.
That is to
right,
Brighton.
Well, I'm real quick. Because I'm on my way to, there's a big game with the Hammerheads this morning, in case I didn't hear you guys talk about it.
Did not, forgot about it. It's in my notes. It's in my notes,
yeah.
though.
of course, the Hammerheads are my son Lee's 9-year-old indoor soccer team. Big game today.
Okay.
Yeah, so okay. I'm on my way over there. But
and Mary Jo's going to be – she's missing her kids' game right
they
now.
Won. Yeah,
they won.
They won?
Your
they
team won?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, we won.
Sam won his basketball game. I have one at 1 o'clock. My twins are in a game at 1 o'clock at the Y.
Awesome. We play out at Asbury University.
But you've got the pregame show coming up after that, right?
I'll be there. Yeah, 3 o'clock, Sky Zone. I'll be there. Game's at noon.
And Krebs will be there with you?
Huh?
Is Krebs going to be there with you?
Oh, yeah. Mushy Mark okay. Krebs and I will be there.
Which I forgot to mention, Mary Jo, when I was at Joella's yesterday, Todd Lanter and Brian Long were in line.
Oh, there you go.
There. Yeah. Sorry, Matthew.
Wow.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I just wanted to say that the Louisville situation, and I wasn't on the huddle yesterday, so I didn't get the vent, so I'm venting now, is disgusting.
Right. Yeah.
It is horrific that I had to sit and watch that press conference with Rick Pitino and Jurich and Dr. Ramsey talking about, it was like watching the debates for me, any debate in politics. It got me so angry that those guys, especially Pitino, have done what they've done to the kids on this team. And most specifically, 2 fifth-year graduate students who transferred there to play, I mean, one played at Drexel, one played at Cleveland State. They wanted to play at a big-time program and go to the tournament. That these kids have to pay for what happened before. And it's not just Louisville. This has happened at SMU. It happens every time they do something to a program. They hurt the kids who had nothing to do with it, and everybody else is pretty much walking away for now scot-free. And it makes
there's got to be a better way. I don't know what the right way is, but there has to be a better way.
Same thing with
this.
Missouri. I mean, Missouri, Kim Anderson's there. He had nothing to do with what went on under Frank Haith.
Nope.
And he's done it twice. Miami walked away from there. Missouri walked away from there. He's coaching at Tulsa like nothing happened, drawing a paycheck. Those kids are not going to play anywhere. And
I think that part of what they can do is to hit these schools with massive fines. I'm not talking about... You know, they talk about the money they lose from not participating in the NCAAs. They should hit these schools with massive fines, and whatever penalties they give them should not punish the kids on the team.
I like that idea. It's something that I think would work well, but the only problem is the money should not go to the NCAA, right? I mean, where should the money go? They should come up with some kind of solution to take that money. Not give it to the NCAA because they're part of the problem here. But
right, absolutely.
Something has to happen so that the kids are not punished. I mean, it's just, it's not right. This is a kid's life. You know, he made a decision based on going to a program that he didn't have any clue had this thing hanging over its head.
Right.
I'm telling you what, that sign out there in front of O'Shea's, big sign in Louisville.
Well,
Ramsey is a coward.
Schools should not be able to self-impose penalties. That's the most ridiculous thing in the world.
If
this is
going
to be an NCAA deal, let the NCAA do it and let it play out. If that happens,
I agreed. So, what do you think the punishment is? Yeah.
I mean, they're doing this in the hopes that they're not going to get slammed harder, by the NCAA. Well, that's ridiculous. And it wouldn't definitely wouldn't happen before the end of this year. Those kids would get to play in tournaments, and then the NCAA would slap them. They say, I mean, one of the reasons they do it is it's going to not hurt recruiting. Well, too bad. If the school has violated something, then it should hurt recruiting. Don't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it gets me real mad. So thanks for letting me vent before the Hammerheads play. And now I won't have to yell at the official.
Nowhere else in society, while someone is awaiting trial, do they say, you know what? I'm just going to stay in my house and not leave it for a couple months.
Right.
Yeah.
And so maybe we're just going to be good with that.
Right. Yeah. That's a really good analogy. All right. I got to run.
Well, thank you, Matthew.
You guys. You're the best.
All right, thank you.
We'll
thank you for calling
in. We'll
be
listening at 3.
Yeah, we'll
thanks,
listen at
Matthew.
3 o'clock. Pre-game show over there at Sky Zone. Matthew and Mark Krebs will be over there. Give us a call, 381-1313. Next half hour here, we're going to give
it's
away.
Our final giveaway of the day.
Give away something else.
And we'll... It is for Brighton. Oh,
they have blueberries and mimosas inside the store. What's the name of the store again?
I don't know. Mic drop. I'm out.
Brighton Collectibles. We may or may not be back after the break.
I will.
On the Dan and Mary Jones
Show. I will not be back after the break.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jones Show continues after this. On ESPN Sports Radio 1300, The Dan and Mary Jones Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jones on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
We are live at Fayette Mall for the next 20 minutes, and we're going to give away another gift card to Brighton Collectibles, $25 gift card. Here's the question. Here's the question you have to answer. What is Kentucky's current home win streak? How many games in a row has Kentucky won at Rupp Arena right now? What is the current win streak? They're on one. Tell us the answer to that, and you can have a $25 gift card to Brighton Collectibles, which is currently also serving mimosas and blueberries.
So they have jewelry, they have purses and tote bags and some other cool accessories in there. So that's a great kind of catch-all place to get a couple different things for your sweetheart.
Yes, what women want. We'll talk about that more in just a minute. But first, let's go back to the phone. Steve, thanks for waiting, or calling back, rather. Steve, good morning. How are you?
Good. Good. How are
you? We're good. We're good. What's on your mind?
All right. You were talking about the Louisville situation, and, you know, I listened to their shows down there yesterday for a little while, and, you know, most of the people that called in were sort of taking the position that y'all were just talking about, that they were pretty outraged that Ramsey had decided to pull the plug on this season.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're willing to accept some sort of a penalty, but they thought that, hey, we've gone this far, let's just play it out, and whatever happens, that season's over, happens. But not, don't ruin the season for these, you know, two kids that came in there that transferred in as seniors. And, I didn't get to hear what you said. I thought part of it about some sign outside of a restaurant.
Yeah, O'Shea's Bar in downtown Louisville, or where is it? Do you know? It's in Louisville there.
I don't, but there's a giant – they have posted a giant – hung a giant banner on the storefront that says Ramsey is a coward, meaning James Ramsey.
I mean, you know, the couple things that stood out to me yesterday about the press conference was that it was clearly not a united front from the
people
that were up there. I mean, I think you kind of had Ramsey and Smirt on one side and Patino without question on the other side, and Jurich sort of kind of in the middle. I don't think he was happy about it, but willing to go along with the president, I guess.
I totally agree with you.
Jurich was consulted, he said. I mean, he said he consulted Jurich on the call. Like, he asked him kind of his opinion, I think Ramsey did. And whatever they found out on Thursday apparently was so damaging that I think they thought this season was in jeopardy, or they felt like penalties could be very severe if they didn't self-impose in the first place. So one of the two things is something that they learned, but how, we don't know. They don't, you know, they don't tell anything. They don't, nobody knows who to be angry at, is one of the points that WDRB's Eric Crawford made in his column on it.
That's what I was wondering, Dan, is whatever they found out, obviously they didn't divulge what that was, but I just wonder, since most of this happened, you know, prior to, you know, 2014, 2013, maybe 20, some in 2012. If they thought that their title, the banner, was in jeopardy, possibly, and they thought, you know, if we don't do anything, we could lose the banner, and that maybe that was the driving force behind this.
I hadn't really thought about that, but I'm sure that's a consideration.
Yeah, I think that's they're trying to save their own tails. Whether they think something would be affected this season, or if they think that the title could be taken away, or that they could, you know, get something similar to the death penalty, I don't know.
I do think there is part of Rick Pitino, and I'm really not saying this coming from a Homer viewpoint, but I do really think that he is delusional in some respects. That
he is.
I think he honestly believes nothing happened.
Well, I think
and that this woman is lying about everything, and
I think I don't know something. I think he believes that something went on that shouldn't have gone on, but he believes it's widely exaggerated. I think he believes that Katina Powell has made up a lot of stuff and made it bigger than it is, and he's like, just wait. Instead of trusting this woman and her allegations, why don't we wait and find out everything before we make any decisions? Which
now looks like they did find out some things, and now we better self-impose a big-time penalty because some of the things that are going to come out as true are going to really look bad.
Yeah.
You know, the NCAA has never taken away a title. I mean, they've taken away, third-place Final Fours. And,
right.
I don't know if they've ever taken away a runner-up finish, but, you know, the unwritten rule is, win a title, you're pretty safe. But you don't win it, if you're short of that, you know, you're probably going to lose it. So, this case might be the test for that ever, you know, whatever changes precedent, this case might be the one.
Yeah, and they've got another case just like that right now, North Carolina. I mean, their title would be in jeopardy because the stuff that happened during a championship year. But North Carolina has done nothing. They have self-imposed nothing. They're going on like nothing's happened, and that investigation seems to be taking longer than the Louisville investigation. So it's very interesting to see what happens because that could set a precedent. But they're not going to take away a title from North Carolina. Are you kidding me? Not a chance.
Yeah, I mean, that
hey,
goes
thank
back,
you. Go ahead.
That goes back that goes, over
that goes
a decade.
Back 10 years. That goes back to the 05 title and the 09 title.
Right. Covers two of them. Hey, Steve, we got to go. Thank you, though. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. What we need to do is talk to Sarah Inlow here because she's the one who's making sure that we get these gift cards to these shops here in the Fayette Mall so you can find out what women want for Valentine's Day. It's a perfect place. Just go to the mall. You come to the mall, you get it taken care of. We got our question is, what is Kentucky's current home win streak? How many games has Kentucky won in a row at Rupp Arena? First person to come over here and answer that question gets a $25 gift card to Brighton Collectibles.
And
you have to be here before
noon. You need to be here in person. You need to be here.
16 minutes.
Yep. So, Sarah, talk a little bit about a couple of shops that maybe you wouldn't think about. Brighton Collectibles being one of them. It wouldn't be the first place that would pop into my head, and then you go in there and you're like, oh, my gosh, this is a great place to come and get something for your sweetheart.
Well, Brighton Collectibles is a fantastic store, and it has a little bit of a thing for everybody. You know, it has tote bags, it has jewelry, it has accessories, it even has shoes. They have all kinds of stuff, but,
mimosas,
you know,
blueberries.
Sometimes they have fresh baked cookies, just saying. Also, I really like Altered State, and it's a store in the middle wing near H&M, and they have all kinds of, not just apparel, but they have different gifts and jewelry and, the boards that have sayings on them, and a lot of it, you know, inspirational, you know, messages. Mm-hmm. People like to buy or give gifts that have some sort of meaning, and guys, hint, hint, they like it when there's some sentiment there. So that's a great place to go find something fun for your sweetheart. But also, I mean, the guys need some love for Valentine's Day, too. So
let's
not
forget about them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I saw a guy who needs some love just a moment ago here in the mall. He was trailing behind his wife and two kids, and he is holding three coats, hers, the two kids' coats, his wife's purse, and then something else of the kids or something. He is loaded down like a pack mule.
But maybe they'll take him to, like, the Cheesecake Factory or someplace where maybe he gets to pick lunch.
Get him something to eat.
Because there's so many awesome places to eat out here.
Yeah, he's a good husband. I can tell you that.
But like you were saying earlier, I think, off the air, was that Eddie Bauer is one of your favorite stores,
yes,
right, Dan?
Yes, it is.
And that's a great place.
Right here. Eddie Bauer coat is sitting on this chair right here behind me.
And they have a lot of stuff for women and men in that store. And I think that's a great place. I mean, I like to go shop for my husband there. Mm-hmm. It's a great shop, and they have a lot of stuff on sale right now. So this is a good time to go, you know, with the weather transitioning and changing.
Right.
Find some stuff, or maybe even you get something to go for a hike with your sweetie on Valentine's Day. I mean, we don't know what the weather's going to be like. It'll change in 5 minutes anyway, right? But, I mean, you could go out and do something fun and, you know, put your new gear to use. So, you know, add a little bit of, you know, fun element to your Valentine's Day gift.
Yeah, I actually bought my wife a coat from Eddie Bauer for Christmas that worked out. Like, you know, something that she wore
liked,
because
yeah.
the lady who worked in Eddie Bauer who helped me said, I have this coat and I love it. I'm like, sold. Done. I got the wrong size. She had to send it back, you know, but... It, you know, she wears it now. That
Sorry
happens.
My life.
I didn't give her an errand.
Yeah.
I sent it back for her. I went back to the store and took it. So I gave myself an errand. Because that's the thing. If you get the wrong thing for her, you should run the errand. You really should. You should take care of that.
Yeah. There's moral of the story. We got you covered for Valentine's Day.
Yes.
That's right. Everything that women want, and even what men want,
yes.
you can find here at FAML. And we have ideas for you on our website and Facebook and Instagram.
Which is?
ShopFayette-Mall.com. Facebook, Fayette Mall. Just search for us. And we're also Fayette Mall on Instagram. And we'll find all kinds of ideas for you guys. And we also have a list of things you don't want to get for Valentine's Day and some budget-friendly ideas for Valentine's Day. So anything you need. We've got love in the air here and ideas for you out there.
And good. I'd like to get things for the kiddos for Valentine's Day, too. I mean, I love them, too. So that the Build-A-Bear, which we talked about in the first hour, that's a really cute idea to get the little ones as
and
well.
And the Disney store has all kinds of stuff and Star Wars stuff, and they have even more of the Rey merchandise. You know, lots of little girl stuff in there, too.
Did you guys quit? I mean, we got to get the wife something. Now you're throwing the kids in there? You kidding me?
We also said we should get something for guys, too.
Like, yeah.
We probably
won't. The kids, though, have ruined Valentine's Day for me. I mean, you got to buy all these, you know, you spend money on all these cards, the Spider-Man one or whatever everyone else has. And then when you go look for it, it's gone. The store is depleted from Valentine's.
And all that's left is like My Little Pony.
Right. The worst ones are left. And then when you do get it, you need to figure out how many kids are in the class, what all of their names are, and then you got to write it out. So you got to do this whole Valentine's Day thing for the kids. And then the schools want money to do Valentine grams. And it's a whole – you talk about errands. Valentine's Day creates a lot of errands beyond just getting something for sweetie. But if you come to Fayette Mall,
so maybe
it makes it
something
easy.
For Valentine's Day. It's obviously – it really grinds my gears.
I'm cranky.
You're Peter Griffin.
I hate the new logo. The Bears aren't in the Super Bowl.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Kentucky's lost two in a row. Calipari should be fired. And now it's freaking Valentine's Day.
I think you need to go to Trevini and get a slice of tiramisu. Yeah.
That's it.
I think you need some cheesecake or something right
now. And a glass of wine.
What's that new craft brew place that's coming in over here?
Brewster's, right?
BJ Brewhouse.
BJ Brewhouse.
Corner.
Yeah, that's where I need to go.
That's going to be just a little bit, but we have stuff for you here now.
I think
you're going to need
something
today.
You'll be so grumpy when you find out it's just a pile of dirt right now.
Yeah.
I tell you who's going to be cranky.
You're going to be waiting a while.
Our advertiser's going to be cranky if we don't get to a break.
Yeah.
We better
do
it now.
Let's do that.
Sarah, thank you so much. One more time, going to let you know you got 10 minutes left to get this $25 gift card to Brighton Collectibles. Answer the question. What is Kentucky's current home win streak? How many games in a row?
How many games in a row have they won a row? I feel like we have a taker here.
We have somebody. Right now, what is
their
current winning streak? Right now. They haven't lost in X amount of games. They've won a certain amount. I think I even see someone
We'll let him think about this while we take this break and come back.
She knows. Do you know? No, you get one guess. You have to get it right. I bet you know. What is QK's current home win streak?
She does not want to talk
to you. For a $25 gift card? No.
Well, she works for UK, so I know she does.
Have we gone to break yet? Because if we haven't, we should do that now.
Yeah,
Dan and Mary Joshua on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 is back after this.
I keep my eyes wide open.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
All right, we have a winner for our final gift card giveaway to Brighton Collectibles, $25 gift card. The question was, what is Kentucky's current home win streak? How many games in a row have they won at Rupp Arena? And the answer is?
I got 32.
That is
32.
Right.
32. What's your name?
Jesse.
Jesse.
Yeah.
Very good.
What are you going to do with this? Do you know already? You already got plans?
I've actually never been there. I don't even know where it is in the mall, but I know my wife would probably enjoy something from
Middle Wing is what we've heard. Middle Wing.
The Middle Wing to Brighton Collectibles. Just go over there. They have, I don't know if you heard us, but they have mimosas and blueberries right now there.
Right now.
So you walk in, they'll give you a mimosa and some blueberries.
I just got off work.
So
now's the perfect time for a drink.
Yeah, you're set.
Yeah, that worked too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you a UK fan at all?
I am. Basketball fan, yeah.
Basketball fan. Have you seen this new logo? They're going to wear these.
I have. The Thundercat.
Yes. The Thundercat. See, look. I didn't even prompt him on that.
Well, I grew up with the Thundercats, and that's, so I immediately thought of that when I first saw it.
Yeah.
So.
That's what you
see, do you like
you see,
it,
right?
Not like it?
I don't have a problem with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, they're trying to draw in younger kids, and so, I mean, they'll probably, granted, they won't know what Thundercats are, but.
Right, so they're not even going to make that comparison.
New logo or something like that, so.
Well, that's good. We have two people so far on this show today who have said they are fine with it. So, clearly, I'm a grumpy old man. That's just it.
Well, Jesse, good luck getting your wife something.
All right.
Lovely. And thank you so much for stopping by and seeing us.
And thanks. Glad for having me.
Hopefully, we made it worth your while.
Yeah.
Cool. Now, what do you think happens today, Kentucky and Florida? Does the win streak?
Defense, I say they come out strong, especially at home, get the crowd going, and right off the bat, probably get a good win streak or a good scoring streak right off the bat.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's what we did against Tennessee, and then
but
all
got
went
complacent and kind of thought the game was in the bag.
That didn't happen again.
Yeah. So, no, that it's a good experience for them, though.
Yeah. Calipari's not losing three in a row. The last coach to do that at Kentucky's was named Billy Gillespie. Yeah, it didn't work out so well for him. Calipari better not lose today or he's out of town. He's out of here. No, I'm kidding.
I still keep Cal over Billy. Yes.
Hey, by the way, I wanted to mention this before we go. I don't know if you saw this. Did you see the shot that Mayo High School's Alex Cook hit to win the game?
I only did because it was the first thing on SportsCenter last night at midnight.
Yes!
On Scott Van Pelt. It was so cool.
It led SportsCenter. Louisville Mayo beat St. X on a last-second shot by Alex Cook where he just kind of picks a loose ball up and heaves it. And it was shot by WLKY, CBS station in
And it
in
was
Louisville.
The number one SportsCenter top 10?
It was
10?
Number one SportsCenter top
That's
10,
awesome.
And it led off the show.
Awesome.
So it was very cool. High school basketball today, by the way, Jock Sutherland Classic over at Lafayette. Some good games. Mercer County and Lafayette tonight at 8 o'clock. Of course, at 4 o'clock, Kentucky and Florida. Pregame show at 3 o'clock right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Matthew Lawrence and Mark Krebs over at Sky Zone. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Our guests are Whitney Creech and UK signee Devontae Robinson.
Tomorrow morning beginning at 9 o'clock on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.